From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Coalition jets are enforcing the no-fly zone over Libya with more airstrikes. General Carter Ham, the U.S. military commander in Africa, says a dozen cruise missiles were fired on Libyan defense sites. This after a weekend of relentless airstrikes. General Ham says he doesn't know where Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is, and in Tripoli, nobody's talking. In the capital, NPR's David Green says supporters still at Gaddafi's compound are vocal about giving their lives.
A lot of his supporters have basically decided to remain there, and some of the people have been welcomed in and are sleeping at the compound, and they say that they are serving as very willing human shields if the Gaddafi compound were to be targeted again.
NPR's David Green. The U.S. and its allies are also keeping close watch of what's unfolding in Japan, where the earthquake-triggered tsunami touched off a nuclear crisis, with fears of radiation contamination rising. The head of the UN's nuclear agency says the situation at the damaged Fukushima nuclear plant remains very serious. But NPR's Philip Reeves reports Yukiya Amano says there are some signs of improvement.
Amano spoke in Vienna at an emergency meeting of the governors of his organization, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. It was convened to discuss the crisis in Japan, the world's worst nuclear accident in a quarter of a century. Amano, who's just back from a trip to Tokyo, made little secret he thinks his agency needs stronger powers to impose safety standards. The IAEA can only advise. Enforcing regulations is up to individual countries. This lack of teeth has been widely criticized in the 10 days since a huge earthquake and tsunami hit Japan. Amano said the agency's role in nuclear safety may now need to be re-examined. But the first priority is figuring out exactly what went wrong in Japan. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Vienna.
Some disappointing numbers out today for the housing market. Sales of existing homes fell 9.6% in February. Reviewing the latest report from the National Association of Realtors, NPR's Chris Arnold found that home prices also fell by more than 5%.
The median price of a home in the U.S. is now $156,000. And prices haven't been that low in 9 years.
It's a discouraging picture that you see in the quantities of sales and starts, and it's very tricky to call when markets are going to turn.
Carl Case is a housing economist with Harvard University. He says that despite the continued housing slump, he's actually been feeling a bit more optimistic lately. That's because it keeps getting more affordable to buy a house as the price of housing keeps falling.
It's down 30% nationally. It's down more than 50% in some places. Interest rates are very low.
At some point, Case says that has to lead to a recovery in housing as more people decide to buy, but apparently not yet. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This is NPR. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the American Academy of Pediatrics have some new advice on kids and car seats. As NPR's April Fulton tells us, they're urging children to stay in their car seats longer.
Since 2002, pediatricians have recommended that babies under one be strapped into car seats that face backward rather than forward. But new evidence suggests they should face backward till they're two. Flora Copeland Winston heads the Center for Injury Research and Prevention at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
For children under two, they're 75% less likely to die or be seriously injured in a crash if they're riding rear-facing.
The report also has recommendations that are not likely to be popular with the elementary school set. The new advice says children should stay in booster seats until they reach a height of 4'9". For smaller kids, that can mean sitting in a booster up to age 12. Car crashes are the leading cause of death for children 4 and older. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
A Boston hospital declares a new milestone with the first full face transplant ever performed in the United States. Doctors released details today about an operation performed last week on a 25-year-old patient. Dr. Bodan Pomahawk led a medical team of 30 people to replace Dallas Ween's lips, nose, facial, skin, muscles, and nerves. Although this full facial transplant was the first in the U.S. last year, Spain became the first in the world to perform the full facial transplant operation. At last check on Wall Street, Dow up 178 points at 12,036, NASDAQ up 48 at 2692. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.